Mike Tomlin went on and on and on today about George Pickens because he kept getting asked questions about him. And he was coddling and pampering again when it comes to George Pickens. Or at least I think he is. If I had to guess, was Tomlin Honest John Tomlin or Pinocchio Tomlin today? I think his nose kept getting bigger. And so if that's my version of it, that's not good. But I think Tomlin is being transparent. If that's what he did today, if he was actually giving you truthful answers, that's not good either. I honestly right now don't think that there is a favorable view or positive view on what's going on with George Pickens. He's either getting quietly disciplined and getting reamed out behind the scenes and getting benched in games, or the Steelers think they're better off with guys like Van Jefferson playing more than him for football reasons. And both suck, Chris. Both blow ass. Neither one of them are a good thing. So honestly, if people want to call in today and say, don't take everything Tomlin says seriously.
We were called jackals in my mentions because we actually evaluate what he says and call BS if we think he's BSing us. He owes you jackals nothing, was what was said.
Okay, well then what does George Pickens owe us then? How about trying in games? And if Tomlin is, he doesn't want to give us a pound of flesh. He still wants to
stick up for
the guy. Yeah, he doesn't want to embarrass the guy. Okay, that's still a crappy situation that 5 games into the season, someone who had a history of blowups and a history of this kind of moody wide receiver behavior is back to his old ways and the coach is having to address it. And again, it is one thing if we are doing this while 2 things are going on. One, the Steelers are winning, and 2, George Pickens putting up big numbers. You know, when we would do the discussions of Antonio Brown videotaping Tomlin after playoff wins, tossing Gatorade coolers, not talking to Ben Roethlisberger, lashing out, acting out, being late for things. Well, when you're giving me $1.50 and 2 touchdowns, I'm going to understand it better. George Pickens has 23 catches for 310 yards. His numbers are worse than last year. In this last game, he played less. I can't emphasize this enough. Than Van Jefferson. And if Tomlin's football reasons like, well, in Arthur Smith's offense, Van Jefferson is a better blocker than George Pickens, if they actually feel that way, that's actually probably more damning than trying to curtail the diva-ish behavior of a wide receiver.
I thought that Van Jefferson line was the worst one, or the more foreboding, ominous thing about this. George is a backside receiver, so we don't really expect him to block. So we run a lot of our running plays where the wide receiver is expected to block. We expect Van Jefferson. Well, that connects all of these dots together for me. George Pickens is a big physical dude. He was known in college for, if anything, being too overzealous of a blocker, trying to knock guys into the turf.
We've
basically
seen the videos when his head screwed on straight. He
just destroys people.
Lay waste to corners.
He is a much bigger man. Van Jefferson is a smaller man who the one thing you know he does better than George Pickens is put in play-to-play effort. I think it's a very bad sign if they are deliberately designing running plays to run away from George Pickens, because the unspoken part there is, well, we don't think he's actually going to block well enough for that to matter. The other thing is, I found it funny that Mike Tomlin, a guy who pretty much treats analytics, at least in public, like they have a scarlet letter, like the A in analytics is a scarlet one,
yeah,
suddenly finds it in his heart to bring up good old analytics when it comes to putting George Pickens on a snap count to get more out of him.
And load management.
This is a guy who, when David Todd would ask him obvious analytical questions about like time management and the way teams view their timeouts, which is like an NFL analytics thing,
yeah,
acted like somebody was speaking to him in foreign tongues and he didn't want to answer. So I think here is what I think is honestly happening right now. Joe said, I think on the air, he felt a little bit bad for Mike Tomlin almost because he just wanted him to say, like, just tell everybody the truth, which is that this guy's dogging it and you're disciplining him or you're not happy with him. You'll be surprised at how freeing it is. I think that was in paraphrasing what Joe said. I think this is it. I think Mike Tomlin feels every time they draft a wide receiver or are looking at wide receivers, like his ability to get through to players in his history as a coach, his like self-perceived ability, is an ace up their sleeve that they have where they can court more risk and go after more talent. I think this guy's getting away from him. And I think, honestly, the coach knows this. He's not going to air him out publicly because he rarely, if ever, does that. He did it to Chase Claypool like as a joke. Remember the music bit?
Yeah.
He's not going to like seriously crush the guy publicly, even though people want that. And I think the coach knows that this is on thin ice. Yeah, I still go back to the video that we saw yesterday of when Pickens dropped that ball on third and four. Tomlin didn't react like a guy going, ah, he'll get another one. He'll get after it again next series. He acted like a guy furious that his best skill player dropped a bunny that would have possibly gone for big yardage. I think he's pissed at the guy, but he is categorically unable to give people a pound of flesh in public, no matter how pissed he is at a given player.
Because I think he's afraid of how it's going to affect George Pickens and how it might backfire with him and affect the relationship even more negatively. By the way, less is not more with him. He's playing fewer snaps than last year, but they're not getting better numbers because of it. He's not a more efficient player because of it. He's not a more effective player because of it. Donnie, what do you think? You're a fan. You're a guy with season tickets. You're headed to Vegas for the game this weekend. Is this a mountain or a molehill with George Pickens?
What we thought was maybe just a molehill last season is really getting close to becoming that mountain. Like, I think this is actually getting close to a boiling point, like faster than I thought it would. Last year, things would happen, and I would think, okay, like it'll settle down. You know, he did the whole Instagram thing. He wiped it clean of everything Steelers. He had the had all of us speculating left and right, but it is not good now that it is. He was benched. He was benched on Sunday. I don't care what Mike Tomlin says. They basically benched their best offensive weapon. He can say any set of words he wants to. He can get as fancy as he wants to in his explanation. Any type of word salad, whatever dressing you like, too, you can have that on the
never
side.
Never liked Thousand Island. I've never had it or French dressing in my entire life.
Have you eaten a Big Mac?
Well, I've never had it on a salad. That's the only, okay, I guess, place I've had it. But yeah.
But anything you want to use, he can say whatever he wants. They benched their best offensive weapon.
Okay.
And I don't know in what universe he thought that would be a good idea, given that guy's mentality.
So wait, so you're actually saying benching was a bad idea?
Yes, because, well, I mean,
do we think the player is going to respond well to the bench?
Yeah, he's not going to respond
so
well.
So then
he didn't.
Okay, but then this gets back into another Tomlin criticism. So you just enable it? I mean, it sounds to me like it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. If you don't bench him, people say, well, you just tolerate that kind of effort?
Well, I think you have to go all, like, it can't be like a half measure.
Like, sit him for, you'd have to sit him for a game.
You either sit his ass and don't play him at all, or, like,
So what's your answer then? Just, I guess, put up with it?
Well, there's a third option here that none of us have mentioned yet.
Get rid of him?
That's the real, no, not even that. So I guess this is a fourth option. You just feed him the ball early. You design your entire early game script around, we are going to feature George Pickens. And,
okay,
and that's the real problem here. They can't get him the ball.
You have to have him engaged
right
off the bat.
You got his dad tweeting that Arthur Smith is the problem.
Not good, but this goes back to something Chris said when you temporarily abandoned Broderick Jones. You said to me, so you're going to reward a guy who sucked and start him in the next game. You are now saying this guy who basically went into hibernation mode on the field, the way to fix it is to reward him.
Do they have a first-round pick behind him that they intended on starting?
They have Roman Wilson waiting in the wings, who evidently...
Is he a first-round pick?
No, they don't, but I'm just saying, like...
He's not even an outside receiver. He hasn't even played a snap of NFL preseason football.
But you have to understand what you guys are saying. Like, it's Tomlin feeding into one of the biggest criticisms that is levied against him, which is just to acquiesce to the players and basically let them do what they want. You're acting like a... You're acting like an idiot. You're acting like a guy that's dogging it. Well, here's the solution. Let's give you even more. Let's.
What would you do if you were in Tomlin's shoes right now?
I would not bench him. I would not bench him, but I don't think I would give him, like, now this offensive game plan is going to be built around you after the game you just had. I mean, is it unfair to ask someone to be a professional?
No.
And just play within the flow of a game?
No, I mean, that I think is a bare minimum expectation. I find some of the fans who continue to defend the player here ad infinitum, it's like you're conveniently ignoring that a Super Bowl champion left tackle who works for the team's radio network called him out more harshly than anybody else. But apparently we're haters in the media if we say George is lollygagging.